Hello and welcome to the free 10 in 10 idioms podcast from EnglishBanana.com. My name is Matt Perland. The title of this podcast is Hotel Part 2. And we're looking at 20 common English idioms on the topic of staying or working at a hotel. And you can find this material on our podcast page. You're welcome to download it there. And also it's available from Talkalot Intermediate Book 1, which is also available at EnglishBanana.com. So, let's get started. Number 11. To be open 24/7. If something is open 24/7, like a bar, or a restaurant, a nightclub, or any public place, then it's open all the time. It's open all day and all night. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's open 24/7. This could be quite useful if you're on holiday and you arrive at a resort and it's late at night or it's early in the morning and you find somewhere that's open 24/7, maybe your hotel is. And that's very useful as well. The next idiom, to take care of something. If I take care of something, of a thing, then I fix it. I fix a problem. Maybe this, I've got a leak in my bathroom. I don't mean the vegetable. I mean there's a problem with water dripping down from the ceiling. And I phone the hotel reception, tell them about it, and they say, oh, we'll send somebody to take care of it. Take care of the problem, to fix it, to sort it. Number 13, to have a lot on your plate. This could apply not only to holidays and a hotel situation, but also to any workplace. If you've got a lot on your plate, then you're busy. You're very busy. You've got a lot of work to do. A lot of work in your inbox. Maybe you've got a lot of emails, maybe 60 emails to look at, to read even. And this could be true at a hotel. Some of the staff may have a lot on their plate. You know, they're absolutely busy. They've got too much to do. They're overworked. So they're very busy. Number 14. It's a small world, isn't it? It's a small world, isn't it? So we go on holiday to get away from our life at home, to get away from people we know at home, to get away from our problems maybe. And we get to the resort, to the hotel, and who do we find in sitting in the bar? And it's our neighbour, John. Our neighbours, John and Janice. Yeah. Oh, hello, says Janice. It's a small world, isn't it? Fancy meeting you here. Yeah, it is, but it sometimes happens. Yeah. Or we bump into somebody that we haven't seen for a long time. We don't expect them to be there. Maybe they live in another part of the country, and then we suddenly see them where we are, in the shopping centre or in the library. Oh, it's a small world. And we could say just small world, isn't it? Usually we add the question tag to try and get the answer. Oh, yes, it is, isn't it? Gosh, I'm surprised to meet you here. Number 15, to phone in sick. We could use this in any workplace situation. If we phone in sick, then we contact our employer to say we can't work. Not well. Too unwell to work. This could certainly happen at a hotel in the busy season, yeah, at the busy time of the year. A few of the staff members phone in sick, It's the last thing you want. It just gives you a headache. You've just got a problem to deal with. But we can phone in sick. Number 16. To bend over backwards for somebody. Or to bend over backwards to help somebody. If I do this, then I really try my best. I try very hard to help somebody. I do everything I can. Maybe you're the kind of guest at a hotel who's always complaining about everything. And the manager says, oh, I tried to help you. I've really done everything I can. I can't do any more. I've bent over backwards to help. Oh, my staff have bent over backwards. I've really tried everything to help you, to fix your problems. Yeah, or to take care of the problems. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't good enough. And number 17, to be starving. To be starving is an idiom which means to be very hungry. Of course, if you're really starving, then it's a life and death situation. You haven't got enough food. It's possible you're going to die due to lack of food. You're starving. But we use it as an idiom to say we're very hungry. And this is very popular for children to say, you know, they might say to their parents, oh, Mom, what time is dinner? I'm starving. I'm absolutely starving. And the parents might say, no, you're not. You're not starving. Just wait a few more minutes and you're going to have something to eat. So we use it, we use exaggeration to make our point. Instead of saying, I feel very hungry today, then we say, we're starving. It's not true, literally, but it's an idiom, and we use it to get our point across. Number 18, to receive the VIP treatment. So VIP means a very important person. If you're a VIP, then maybe you're a member of royalty. Maybe you're a CEO of a company. Maybe you're a very famous and rich celebrity or musician. And when we go to a hotel, especially maybe a four-star hotel or five-star even, we expect to receive the VIP treatment, to get very good service. And if we don't get it, then we might complain a little bit about it. Yeah? To receive the VIP treatment. So this is something, if you go to a really high-class kind of store in London and you pay for an expensive lunch or something, you might feel like a star. You might receive the VIP treatment. And number 19, to be full of praise. It means to give a lot of compliments. So if you enjoyed your stay at the hotel, you had a wonderful time, you didn't have any complaints, the staff bent over backwards to help, they took care of any problems that you had, you felt like you received the VIP treatment, then you could be full of praise for this hotel, for the manager, for the staff, for the resort. And you could leave a review online on the review site. Or just when you're happy about something, you naturally tell your friends about it, maybe by social media or when you see them face to face. So to be full of praise means to give a lot of compliments. And number 20, to be as sick as a dog. As sick as a dog, to vomit many times. So if you're sick, you're very sick, you had too much to drink or too much to eat, or maybe you had something that wasn't cooked properly, or something that disagreed with you, with your system, not literally, but another idiom, disagreed with you. then you might be as sick as a dog. Then you are very sick. But this can also mean, has another meaning, not to do with vomiting, when you feel as sick as a dog. You feel like somebody has cheated you, somebody has let you down, somebody hasn't done what they ought to have done, and you feel really bad inside. You feel as sick as a dog. So not literally, you're not literally sick anywhere, but you feel like that. So that's 20 common English idioms on the topic of hotel. That's Hotel Part 2. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you do like this podcast, please encourage your friends to have a listen. And leave a rating for us and a review on iTunes. And don't forget you can subscribe to this podcast on Acast and iTunes. And you can contact me at the EnglishBanana.com site, contact page, and on Twitter at EnglishBanana. So thanks for listening, and see you next time.